Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Yes, sir. 5 o'clock fire. I'm Luke Morrow in alongside Chris Partee for the fellas today. Kyle and Neil holding things down, keeping us in line on this New Year's Day. Appreciate you hanging with us as we kick off 2026. 713-572-4610 to text the show. Get to us on the YouTube and Twitch chats as well. 5 o'clock, hopefully, as Ron usually says around this time, hopefully you're off from work now. Hopefully you've been off from work all day, really.
I hope you have.
Yeah. Hope you haven't had to work on New Year's Day today.
Like we have, but we love it, though.
New Year's Day is great because, there used to be more college football games. Now we just get these playoff games. But yeah. A lot of people, you're hungover from last night. You're tired. It's great to just lay on the couch and watch college football all day.
All day.
So hopefully you haven't had to work today. You've been able to hang with us this afternoon and just watch college football.
Let us do all the heavy lifting for you.
That's right.
Let us do it.
Because we are lifting so heavily.
We're tired over here.
We're doing
here,
so
okay?
much work. Such hard work over here.
Colin's doing everything, actually.
That's right.
He's doing all the work.
5 o'clock fire. Hey, Astros, it started off the new year right. They get a new addition, a signing.
Tatsuya Ime. Thank you.
I was just about to try to say it, and I looked at the name. I was like, I don't know.
I don't know about this one.
You gave up very quickly.
He actually clipped it. That was great.
That's why he's the super producer.
That's right.
Right there.
That was nicely produced. Well, that's the name of their new pitcher. The Astros signed him.
Tatsuya Ime.
Yep. That's the guy.
Thank you, PC.
That. I love that. Yeah, I love having that. I'm going to need that anytime I'm in talking Astros. He was signed today, 3-year contract, $18 million per year, could go up to 21, but he has opt-outs after each season. So we'll see what that means depending on how he does this year. But he was a big name in the international market this offseason. The Astros sign him, and there's that big fish, if you will, for the Astros offseason with the addition here today.
Yeah, I mean, fans are happy. Everyone here is happy. But let's see more. let's get a couple more moves in under our belt here.
I'm with you. We're in agreement on that. This can't be the
be-all
end-all.
This can't be it.
This just has to be part of it. But
if this is it, that's a disappointing offseason. If this is it.
I would agree with that.
That's a disappointing offseason.
Yeah, I would agree. Just him and Mike Burrows.
No offense to EMA, but
no.
Just saying.
They need more. They were an 87-win team last year. You lost one of the better pitchers in baseball over the past 5 years. And, you know, you can't just have the additions be two, I would say, middle-of-the-rotation guys, because that's what I picture for Ime. He's projected to have a 4.3 earned run average in the majors. Right, solid. Not great.
Yeah.
Solid. You'll take that. But also, when you come over from Japan like that, they pitch once a week. His incentives are based off of only 100 innings pitched. So the bar is kind of low for his workload.
And it's going to take time for him to adjust, I would assume.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time.
Usually is. So I like it. You can't not like it. I like any time you try to add a piece to the team, and it's not my money you're spending. So why should I have a problem? I'm just, as I said earlier, curbing the enthusiasm. I don't know how huge. I don't think this is some sort of you know, big eight. I compared it earlier. Daisuke Matsuzaka was all when he came over. That was a big deal. I don't think it's one of those. I don't think this is Hideki or Rabu from the 90s, where this is more of like a middle of the rotation, you know, back half of the rotation. They're going to use a six-man rotation now, which I don't like, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you're not a fan of that.
I want Hunter Brown on the mound as often as I can
possible,
have him.
Possible, yeah.
Yep. I don't know why you'd want
him. I think everyone wants him on the mound. If he could go every day, you know, we would want him out there.
Yeah. Instead of,
unfortunately, he can't, but yeah.
Yeah, instead of making space for lesser pitchers. But that's just me. And I know, 2026 now, you know, more teams are doing it, protecting more of these arms. But I don't like the six-man rotation. Anyways, that's the addition today. And it reminded me of Scott Boras always does his lame puns for his clients at the winter meetings. Here's what he had to say last month about the now newest member of the Houston Astros.
Like Imai, you have a 27-year-old pitcher who throws 98, 99. You know, teams look at that and say, you know, that, believe me, Imai wildest dreams, I never expected someone to be available like that.
Imai wildest What do we think of that? How do we grade that pun?
Oh, no, my goodness.
No, absolute F. He stumbled. He had to think way too much about it. I give this a solid 0 out of 10 here.
Damn, Colin. That's how you really feel.
Yeah, I thought it was terrible.
Goodness.
By the way, that's his usual delivery, though, for a guy that already has these written.
That's how he talks.
But it's like
that's him.
But this is all scripted, and still he struggles. It's like he knows how bad they are, and so he's still hesitant to say it, to deliver them. He doesn't have the confidence to deliver these lines.
But he's got to get his stuff in.
Yeah.
He got to get it in.
Well, I don't know why he has to, but he chooses to do this.
For
bit.
Him, he has to get his stuff in.
Yeah,
he's got
obviously.
I'll give it a D.
I give it an F.
Come on, Chris.
There was some effort there that for him to even trot that out. There was some effort there. I'll give him a D. A D is passing most places. I'll give him a D.
I wish I went to those schools. It's embarrassing. But that's the new addition for the Astros. Doesn't hurt. Just curb your enthusiasm. And both Chris and I would like to see more moves this offseason. However, with this $18 million a year contract, it kind of puts the Astros right at that tax.
They're right there, the luxury tax, right?
We'll see how aggressive they are these next 2 months.
Hey, that means you got to trade somebody.
Yeah, this move might limit Jim Crane's willingness here the rest of the way.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we really haven't talked much about the college football playoff all day. They just started the second half. Indiana is leading 17-0 over Alabama. Indiana is also driving, so they're in field goal range. Might get a touchdown here to go up even more. We saw Alabama erase a similar deficit last time against Oklahoma. Do we think Alabama, they're going to come back today? They're going to do it again or no?
Well,
Indiana.
Well, Indiana just scored again, so probably not.
Great. Absolutely impeccable timing.
That
right
was
there.
Perfect timing, by the way, Luke. That was perfect.
Thank you.
You saw that unfolding. That
long
was perfect.
Touchdown pass for Indiana.
Come on, please show me the surrender cobras, please.
Oh, my goodness.
A woman was somewhat close there. She had one hand on her head.
Yeah. She had one hand?
Yeah. The Alabama fans are distraught. Indiana about to go up 24-0 with the extra point midway through the third.
There is 7:46 left in the third quarter. But for all intents and purposes, it feels like this game is over.
Oh, yeah.
It just feels like it. I told you this earlier in one of the breaks. Alabama, you mentioned Alabama coming back last week, but they just look sluggish.
Yeah.
They've looked sluggish all game.
And that's why I said
both sides.
I said it to Clint yesterday on these airwaves. I fade teams after, like, you have that dramatic comeback. Usually you have the emotional letdown the next game. And that was my concern with Alabama. They had that great comeback against Oklahoma. Yeah, you're just drained.
You've given everything.
And then also there's just flukiness to that. Not often do you come back. You know, like, they were down 17-0 for a reason.
Yeah.
And credit for the comeback, but also they deserve some criticism for falling behind like that. And now here today,
here we go.
Like that first half team again, where things aren't going their way.
Well, if they are going to mount a comeback, they better get going quickly.
Yeah, well, you're not kidding.
If this result holds up for Indiana, they'll be the first round bye team to win a game in this current CFP era,
which is crazy. Yes. Which is crazy.
Right. Miami beat Ohio State last night.
Yeah.
And then earlier today, Oregon beat Texas Tech 23-0. So, you haven't wanted the bye so far.
No.
Small sample size, but in the college football playoff. Until Indiana, up 24-0. Look, they're the number one team in the country. They beat Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. They're beating Alabama right now 24-0. Would Indiana be your pick to win the national championship?
If they hold on to this?
Regardless, up 24-0.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty impressive here, but I know Miami has been a lot of people's dark horse.
They are.
Miami's been
right
a dark horse. What was that?
They're cooking right
Miami?
Now.
Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they are,
man. Because I'll be honest, I just knew Ohio State was going to win that game. But I was wrong, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, I was wrong. The Hurricanes, man, the Hurricanes are hurricaning. Mm-hmm. They're back, if you want to say that.
This playoff, to me, we talked about this yesterday, Clint and I, but when I look at these matchups, for me, it was kind of the haves versus the have-nots.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Miami still had something to prove. Ohio State didn't, and Miami proved it. I thought earlier today, Texas Tech was the team that had something to prove. Oregon didn't. Texas Tech didn't prove it. Sorry.
They did not.
They got shut out. They're done. This game, funny enough, I didn't think Alabama had anything to prove. Indiana was the team that still had to prove something for me, and they've proven it in a big way, and I'm happy to see. The next one, Ole Miss, Georgia, that's the final game. It kicks off at 7 p.m. Central Time, and that's similar where Georgia doesn't have anything to prove. I don't think Ole Miss can hang with Georgia. Georgia's favored by 6. I think Georgia wins by more than 6. What say you guys? Do you give Ole Miss a chance to win tonight, or are you riding Georgia the favorite?
I think Georgia is just a better program, but there's so much going on at Ole Miss right now with all the transition. Just, yeah, there's a lot happening right there. I don't think they win or really even get close to winning this game.
Yeah, I agree. Colin, Ole Miss or Georgia tonight?
I don't know. I think I would call it kind of underselling Ole Miss a little bit.
Really?
You know, because we saw the reaction when Lane Kiffin left for LSU. I mean, a lot of the players are still there. They stayed.
It was a reaction, all
Pete
right.
Pete Golding. A lot of the players really love Pete Golding down in Oxford. I think this is more of a coin flip. I think the 6 points is a little... it's Georgia, so they're gonna get that leeway by a couple points. But I like Ole Miss. I think they're a team of destiny, kind of like Miami, because of the whole thing, the storylines. Just
that's a big word right there, man.
Listen,
team of destiny.
Listen, but you know, but it's Kirby Smart. It is the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
I have Georgia winning, but by one possession.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, I think Georgia wins. I think by multiple scores. We'll see. 7 p.m. Kickoff tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
Rockets have gotten underway in Brooklyn, and the Rockets right now lead 12-2 over the Nets, not even 3 minutes in. So a pretty good start for the Rockets. Rockets 20-10 this year, Nets 10-20. So far, look, the game just started. The joke is always in the NBA, you just have to watch the fourth quarter or watch the last 5 minutes.
Pretty much.
We'll see what happens, but... Rockets up 12-2. This is a game tonight. I mean, you should blow out the Nets on the road.
You should, but...
Said that about the Kings.
I was going to say, didn't we say that about the Kings and the Pelicans and the Jazz, right?
Well, they should have blown them out, too.
They really should have, so we'll see what happens. But all in all, the Rockets, they're going to win this game, in my opinion. They should.
They're off to a 10-point head start.
Yeah.
Tari Eason back in the starting lineup tonight. So it's Durant, Jabari, Tari, Alpi, and Amen are the starting five. The Rockets lost 4 out of 5. They then put Tari Eason into the starting lineup. Tari now healthy again. And since putting him back in the starting lineup, if they win tonight, it'll be 4 straight victories since making that change.
Well,
Durant, 30 points in each of the last 2 games. It seems like this Tari Eason addition to the starting five has really opened something up and helped out this Rockets team.
It's working, and on top of that, that's a really big lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got Eason. You say you got Eason. You got, obviously, KD. You got Thompson. I mean, and then, obviously, Shingun and Jabari. I mean, no one is smaller than 6'7 in that lineup. 6'6", 6'7".
Right.
That's a huge lineup. So, yeah. Obviously, it's working. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Until it's no longer working, then, hey, I would say, Mr. Udoka, keep going with that. You may have found something here.
Yeah, he's been playing around with the starting lineup throughout this season.
I think
season.
We kind of expected that, though.
Yeah.
That he was going to play, especially with Fred VanVleet being out all year. Kind of had no choice but to kind of, you know,
but I think this right now is the best mix of five, because I think Tari Eason, I don't know if he's going to keep shooting like this. He's shooting a career high 49% from beyond the arc.
He was over 50 for a while. He was like 51, 52 for a little while.
I don't know if we can expect that to continue, but rides a hot hand. I think he's the most well-rounded. Like, Josh Okogie's good on the defensive end. I think Tari Eason's better on the offensive end. Reed Sheppard is obviously, he's a good shooter. He's not good on the defensive end. Tari Eason's also a better penetrator. I think he's the most well-rounded of these pieces. Dorian Finney-Smith is similar, but right now, Tari Eason's healthier right now. They're still working back.
So
a bit of an asterisk on that one. But I just think he's the most well-rounded. He can play better defense than some of the options. And then on offense, he really gives you something, especially with that shooting. And I think that's why Durant's been able to score these 30 points lately, is it just helps space the offense, where
opens it up for him.
Yeah, you can't double Durant as much because, oh, there's open Tari, who's shooting 50%. You have to stay close to Tari Eason, and it's allowed Durant more space to score lately. His scoring is up with Eason in the starting lineup.
I think you're right about Eason, you know, not being able to shoot 50-plus percent all season, but even if he settles into around 43-44% from three, that's awesome. Yeah. You'll take that.
Absolutely.
You'll take that. So, no, I think they Ime Udoka has found something here with this starting lineup. And, again, you said they're 4-0.
Well, if they hold on tonight.
Yeah, okay, if they hold on tonight, they're 4-0.
hold on.
If they hold on, 2 minutes in, no, but I think they'll be fine tonight. Keep rolling with this lineup. Let's see how far they can go with this lineup.
I would keep rolling with it.
Even though they don't have a true point guard out there, hey, roll with it.
Hey, don't disrespect my boy Reed Sheppard over there.
I'm saying the starting lineup, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not starting right now. Yeah. They do need a point guard.
Yeah.
But they can get by. I love
Reed Sheppard, but he's still very young. And like you said, defensively, he's definitely not what Fred VanVleet is. He does give the effort, though. I'll give him that. I've seen him play. He does give the effort. But for one, he's small, too. He's small. He's a smaller guard. Mm-hmm. That's tough in this league when the average height is 6'7". And he guys got these wingspans like pterodactyls.
6'7". That's crazy.
Huh?
6'7".
Oh, my goodness. Please don't start that. Colin.
That is 6'7". Talk about an annoying trend. I don't even get that one. The whole 6'7".
And Luke's not even as old as me, and he feels that way.
I don't get it. It didn't dawn on me until I saw a clip. I went to a college basketball game, and one of the teams made a foul shot to get to 67 points.
Oh, God, come on.
It was a blowout, and all the kids in the crowd started going crazy. And I was like, man, they really like that foul shot. It's a 30-point game. It didn't dawn on me until I saw the clip.
Yeah.
Because the team posted about it the next day. And I was like, oh, right. 6'7". That's right. Yeah, it's so stupid. But the Rockets.
Maybe stupid, but it's funny.
I guess. Rockets lead 14-5 over the Nets. 8:16 to go first quarter, just underway. In that one there in Brooklyn, as Houston tries to win their fourth in a row. By the way, Tari Eason contract year too, so you know he's motivated. And it might come back to really bite the Rockets that they did not give him that contract. He's in a contract year. Yeah. They didn't give him the extension. And so
early, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Right now, I think he's upped his price, his value.
He's playing out of his mind.
Yep. So might come back to bite the Rockets. But in the meantime, they're reaping the benefits, looking to go to 4-0 with him in the starting lineup. That's 5 o'clock fire, some of the headlines from today in the sports world. Hey, when we come back, who or what concerns you the most in the AFC playoff field for the Texans? Which team, which scenario, which situation would worry you the most as the Texans try to make a run to the Super Bowl? We'll talk about that next. It's The Drive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
What concerns you the most about the playoffs for the Houston Texans? It is The Drive. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee. And for the fellas, Colin Neal holding it down on the other side. And you can always text the show 713-572-4610. We know the Texans are going to the playoffs. You know, as we've discussed, it seems like a pretty good field for the Texans to try to do something, even as a wild card team. You don't have to worry about Mahomes. You might not have to worry about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Instead, it's this new money, new blood of
new crop of
Drake
QBs,
May,
yeah.
Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence.
Now, in fairness to Drake May, he is getting a lot of consideration here lately for MVP.
Yeah, and I think he should be, but he's never played in the postseason before.
That's true.
You know, I still have questions about that. I think he's the betting favorite for MVP. He probably will win the award.
You think so?
I think so.
I'm still going with Stafford.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's one of those two. I mean, Stafford.
I just don't believe you can lose it in one game. Like, I know that game was big last week, but yeah. I just don't think you can lose it in one game.
I would probably lean Stafford because I go back to the schedule. Although at the same time, I give May more credit that it's only his second year.
Yeah.
You know, only Mahomes and Lamar have won the MVP in their second season since 2000. So I think there's, you know, it's impressive that he's doing this so quickly.
But I mean, if you look back, I believe they also were leaders in more categories as far as, like,
probably.
Passing.
Yeah, probably.
Because he's, like, 8 touchdowns behind Stafford. They got about the same interceptions. He plenty of yards behind Stafford. So I think that's going to matter.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
We'll see. It'll be one of those two, I imagine.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of them.
But with all that said, when you look at this AFC playoff field, it's not the most daunting thing on paper, I don't believe. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. But what would worry you the most? Either a team, a scenario... Maybe it's a, you know, something about the Texans that's not good enough. When you look at their lot in life heading into the playoffs. What stands out most is like your greatest concern?
Well, first I want to give this stat here real quick.
Yeah.
So I was telling you during the break that, you know, I'm looking at the top scoring teams offensive wise in the league, and there's only one AFC team in the top five scoring this season, and that's the New England Patriots.
Mm.
And they're five. They're number five. All the other four teams are in the NFC. So, and then behind them is Buffalo at six points per game, 27, 28, somewhere around there. Unless the Texans get into a game where it's a shootout, and for me, that's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to score, as we've seen all season against this Texans defense. So anything short of that, a team that can get them into a shootout, and again, like you just mentioned, the guy that would usually be most likely to do it would be a Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in there this year. Lamar Jackson, not that he's a shootout guy, but he's been the bugaboo as far as him and the Ravens, like I said earlier, for the Texans. They might not even make the playoffs. If they don't beat Pittsburgh this week, they're not even going to get in. So the Texans could conceivably be just about free and clear, because I don't think most people look at the Patriots offense or the Broncos offense and fears them. So again, to me, the only thing that I would really look at like, oh, that could be worrisome for the Texans, is a team that could get them caught up in a shootout. And I don't see a team in the AFC right now, because we've seen what they've been able to do to the Bills. The Bills can get in a shootout, but they haven't been able to do it with the Texans. So I don't really see a team out there that you really, really would have to worry and lose sleep over. I don't see one of those teams. So it's tough to pick out a scenario. Now, maybe you could say, okay, if they have to go on the road in the cold, like you mentioned earlier, to New England or to Denver. Now, Denver would worry me more because of the altitude.
Yep.
That would worry me more. But even then, this defense has been that dominant and been that great to where, again, we talked about the takeaways for the offense. They don't give the ball away. They led the league in time of possession this season. Or I think they were number three in time of possession, Colin said earlier. If they can stick to that script, the Texans will be fine. I believe that. I believe they'll be fine if they can stick to that script.
Yeah, I'm not worried about any opponent, which is why I think this is a great opportunity for the Texans this year. Because, again, not only – I know we keep – beating this dead horse, not only because there's no Mahomes and potentially no Lamar, but it's just the way these teams are built, like you just laid out. You're not dealing with a bunch of offensive powerhouses.
No.
These are teams that are similar to the Texans, but none of them have a defense as good as the Texans.
No.
So the Texans have an advantage in a lot of those matchups and categories. For me, it's more about the fact that, I guess, being a wild card team and going on the road, it's not the teams, it's really the elements. If the Texans played any of these teams at home, I would feel confident in the Texans winning against any of those playoff teams. The Patriots, the Broncos, the Bills, the Steelers, the Ravens, the Jaguars, any of those teams. I don't feel so good about going to those places. And the main reason is just simply being outdoors. You know, like if they were playing, if the Colts were a playoff team and you got to play in Indianapolis.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'd feel better about that.
Yeah.
But I don't like the idea of being outdoors and being in the cold, because we've seen this before. I know numbers don't always play the best on the radio, but we've lived it. If you look it up, C.J. Stroud has won 2/3 of his games indoors in his career.
Yeah.
He's under 500 outdoors. And when you compare the numbers, quarterback rating is down nearly 20 points when he's outdoors. The yards per game, down almost 60 yards per game passing when he's outdoors, right? Completion percentage drops almost 7 points into the 50s when he's outdoors. Just the numbers have not been nearly as good. This season, when the Texans have played outdoors, remove that game against the Ravens, because it was an outlier when they scored, whatever, 44 points.
Yeah.
If you take that game away, and maybe that's a big if, but if you take that game away, they average 16 points per game when playing outdoors this year. Yeah. And they've only played two teams with winning records outdoors this year and lost both of those games, but then are, help me with the math, what, 11-3 in all other games? So, you know, that's where they've struggled, is when they've had to play outside throughout Stroud's career and this year as well. So that's my biggest concern, is having to go to Denver in January when it's cold and the crowd's going crazy and you're outside and this offense has already struggled enough, and now you're putting Stroud in his worst situation. That's where he's played his worst, is outside in the elements.
Yeah.
When they've lost in the playoffs the last 2 years, it was in Baltimore, cold Baltimore, and it was in Kansas City, you know, cold Kansas City last year. But they were able to win indoors at home in the first round the last 2 years. That's the biggest thing to me. And so if they were to able to win the division, that would be great. But I would honestly, I would have some worry. I know we talked about it earlier, but even going to Pittsburgh or Baltimore, it's not the team, but I would still go into that game a little concerned, like, ooh, I don't know, it's going to be cold in Pittsburgh. Can not the offense, weather. Can Stroud play well enough to even beat the Steelers? If it was in Houston, I'd say, oh, they're going to beat the Steelers by two touchdowns. But going to Pittsburgh, going to Baltimore, going to any of these cities really changes a lot for me.
I think for either of those with the Texans, get an early lead and they're fine. Even in the cold. Get them an early lead, they'll be fine. Now, I don't know about just giving them 7 points, but get them another 14-point lead. I think they're fine, even on the road in the cold. Even though CJ has not played well on the road, I think this defense is that good. I really do. I really believe, and I'm a defensive guy, so I love.
I was going to say, you're sounding like D'Amico over here.
Yeah, no. I've always loved a really great defense like this. So I think, because it travels. You can go anywhere with this defense, and you can have an opportunity to win games. They're not completely reliant on offense like we see a lot of teams. They're not. The offense just needs to show up, basically. The offense shows up, don't turn the ball over, defense is going to carry you there.
Well, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how far it can carry.
I think you can still do that in cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
In the YouTube chat, someone said, Kyrie in the cold equals dog water. Yeah. So there you go. Not only the offense and the quarterback, but
maybe kicker. Throw the kicker.
Yeah, some worries about the kicker as well. That honestly, that's my biggest concern. If the Texans had home field advantage throughout the playoffs, I'd probably bet on them to win the AFC with this defense.
Yeah. But, how could you not?
But having to win multiple games outdoors, potentially in the cold, that's probably my biggest concern.
So then
in this playoff field.
Would you prefer that they fell to the sixth seed and had to face the Jaguars in the first round? I believe that's still a possibility with Buffalo right behind them. I believe Texans are 5 right now, Buffalo 6, but they could still pass them. But that would, in order for that to happen, Texans would have to lose this week.
I know. And the Jaguars are
the
other team I like the most in this playoff.
Yeah.
I'm in the Texans. So.
And that's a division battle. You just don't know about
that.
You see them so often,
I know.
So, I mean,
in that case, maybe not.
I'd still rather go to Pittsburgh. I don't care if it's cold. Yeah, I'd still rather go to Pittsburgh. Yeah, I don't care how cold it is. So.
Yeah, I know.
I don't believe in Pittsburgh.
It shouldn't be
all
a concern in the first round, I guess, but you know, you might have
forward
to win multiple games
in
the cold outdoors.
If you get to Denver or you get to New England, then yeah, I get it.
For a different reason, but that is what has held the Dolphins back in recent years.
Oh, God, yeah.
Different reason.
But it's always held them back. It's always held them back. Like playing in cold weather?
Yeah.
They've never been good in cold weather.
So that's my worry. Indiana just scored another touchdown, by the way. So now they're up.
Yeah, this game might be over.
With the extra point, that'll be, 31-3.
This game might be over. So, they did not take their foot off the pedal.
No.
Not yet.
Rightfully so. Hey, when we come back, before we go, it's only fitting. We got to do some New Year's resolutions for the Houston sports teams. We'll do it next. It's The Drive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Before we go, we got to do some New Year's resolutions for the Houston sports teams. It's The Drive. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, Colin Neal on the other side of the glass. Appreciate you hanging with us here on this New Year's Day. You can text the show, 713-572-4610. Let's get to some resolutions. By the way, I've always said Auld Lang Syne, underrated song. Love that song. The song that they always play for New Year's every year. If you listen to a Billy Joel version or something, great song. It's a good song. Resolutions. Let's go through the three teams for 2026. Chris, I'll let you go first. We've been talking a lot of Texans today, so why not? Let's start with the Texans. What would be your New Year's resolution for the Houston Texans here for now 2026?
AFC title game appearance.
Oh.
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I think this is the year they make it there. I'm not going to go as far as say Super Bowl yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to give you my pick or if they win, but I'm going to say AFC title game appearance. They've been right there at the doorstep for 2 years. I think this is the year it happens.
My resolution, like the low-hanging fruit would be, obviously, a better offense.
Yeah, I thought about that too, but yeah.
So we all want that. Honestly, what I would say is kind of what we touched on earlier. My resolution that I would make on behalf of the Texans is to change the philosophy and to open things up a little bit, or to keep things open. We talked about this earlier, but it's my biggest concern for how the Texans are structured. That what we saw Saturday night, you jump out to a 14-0 lead and then just try to coast the rest of the way on the heels of your defense, which will work more often than not, as it has this year. I just worry about how far that style can take you, to the point where D'Amico Ryans used to say 21 points and now said in a clip this week, just give me 7 points.
7 points.
That's all I need. I disagree. CJ Stroud said after the game Saturday night, right, we got to keep our foot, we took our foot off the gas. We got to keep our foot on the gas. Yes, you are right.
Very true.
But when you have a defensive head coach, this is what typically happens. When you have a first-time offensive coordinator who maybe isn't as experienced, that could play into it. When you have a quarterback who is amendable in that regard, doesn't ruffle a ton of feathers, good and bad, that's what happens. And so I worry about that ultimately being the downfall for this team, not only this year, but holding them back in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's be a little aggressive. Let's keep our foot on the gas. You have such a good defense that you can make up for some of the issues if they don't work out, but might as well go for more points throughout the game. And
you can overcome mistakes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because of the defense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you become totally, ruthless and silly with it, but we can keep our foot on the throat a little
bit. Like going for it on fourth down every time.
Yeah, right.
Dan Campbell.
Right, there's a fine line. Dan Campbell blew the NFC title game because of his reckless aggression.
He's blown multiple games this year because of that.
Yeah. Hey, anyone that's listened to me knows I'm not a Dan Campbell guy.
Either. I know you're not. Yeah. Well, I brought him up.
You're not a Dan Campbell guy?
Talk about overrated. Guy's a lousy
Here we go.
Coach.
Hey,
starting the year off hot, baby.
We got our first hating ass Luke sighting.
Yeah, he's back.
Of the new year. Hating ass Luke.
Yeah.
He's back, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said on these airwaves, the Lions, we got some textures that said I was stupid or whatever, but I said Lions would take a step back this year. And look
at
that.
You did say that.
They're in last place. What a surprise, because Dan Campbell's not a good coach.
Well, it is tough when you do lose both of your coordinators, offense and defense.
Hey, Kyle Shanahan has always done just fine.
But it also might be an indictment on him that he started calling plays.
Yeah, and things didn't get any better.
He took the play calling over, and it got worse.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said at the time, I didn't like the hire of Johnny Morton. He made it 1 year as an offensive coordinator where the Jets got fired. It's the only time he's called plays.
Yeah.
That was a weird hire to me to try to replace Ben Johnson.
That's who we knew.
Step down.
That's who we knew. That was his connection.
Johnny Morton made it half a year, and he lost his job by Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was a lousy hire. And look, you could actually make that conversation, bring it over to the Texans, where for DeMeco, it's going to come down to these offensive coordinator hires, and it's hard to nail it every time. You nailed it with Ben Johnson, but Dan Campbell's first offensive coordinator was Anthony Lynn, who got fired less than a year in. Johnny Morton's the next hire, fired less than a year in, or demoted less than a year in.
Yeah.
It's hard to get those hires right year in and year out. Anyways, that's the Texans. Moving on to the Rockets, who are currently playing right now against the Brooklyn Nets, and it's tightened up. Rockets lead 26-22.
Oh, come on.
A minute into the second quarter.
It's the NBA. It happens.
Yeah.
It's over.
Just two minutes.
It's over.
No, it's over. Rockets loss. It's over. Fire Ime Udoka, as people were saying at the beginning of last year. Y'all remember that?
Well, the Rockets.
That's crazy talk.
Have had the. The Rockets have had the ability to lose to bad teams this year.
They have.
What would be your New Year's maybe that's what it is. Stop losing to these bad teams. What would be your New Year's resolution for the Houston Rockets in 2026?
You could go with stop losing to these bad teams, but mine would be go get a veteran point guard.
Yeah.
Because I think at some point, I get they've looked good with this lineup. It's a very small sample size. This new starting lineup, very small sample size. But I believe at some point, especially once you get to the postseason, and we expect them to be in the postseason, you're going to need that veteran presence at that position. You're just going to need it, right? So
I'm with you.
I think they got to go out and get a veteran point. I'm not saying you got to, go get someone that's going to cost you $45, $50 million a year, but you got to go get somebody.
For sure. I've said it since the Fred VanVleet injury. They need somebody. This is not a regular season problem. They could get through the regular season and be a three seed in the West. They'll be fine. Come the playoffs, you need.
You're going to need it.
You need a point guard. Actually, I said this offseason, I thought even with Fred VanVleet, they still needed more help.
Yeah.
And now especially so. So I'm with you there. But so I don't copy your New Year's resolution, let me say kind of like what we talked about earlier. My New Year's resolution, be better in tight games.
Yeah.
Rockets right now are 19th in the league in clutch games, which are 5-point games or less in the final 2 minutes. 19th in the league. They're under 500. You got to be able to win these. They were top five last year. They were really good in those games to help them get the two seed. They have to be better in these clutch moments, tight games late, not only to improve their record throughout the year, but come playoff time, it's probably going to take some close, tight, clutch wins if you want to go win a championship. They got to be better in those situations.
Who was there last year? Who was playing last year when they were winning those tight games?
Fred VanVleet.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
Go get you a veteran point guard, all right? You trust me. In the playoffs, when teams can focus on just you every night, believe me, you're going to need it. Go find somebody.
Yep, that's a good point. So our resolutions can actually tie together. On the YouTube chat, Joseph said, this Rockets team consistently playing down to bad teams ticks me off. I get it.
You should be ticked off.
It is. It is frustrating.
You should be.
Rockets are up 10, though, right now over the Nets. 9:36 left in the first half.
How quickly that changes?
Yeah.
They were just up 4. Exactly. It's basketball, man. It is a game of runs, really.
Lastly, the Houston Astros. They made a signing today, brought in a new pitcher. What would be your New Year's resolution for the Astros in 2026?
Spend more money.
Preach.
Spend more money. Make more moves. Take a few more chances. Take a little more risk.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Super producer Colin.
Whoops, that's my bad, boys.
That's all right. We know who you are.
I was trying to play the. I was trying to play the Tatsuya
It's all right. It's all right.
Patrick Kane.
That is bad.
It's all right.
Woo!
Yeah. You just
I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
Been a long day, man.
Shoehorning that one in before we go here.
Before we get out of here.
Reminding everybody.
Let me get that in.
Gotta remind everybody, man. Yeah.
He played it twice, too.
Yeah, all right. Once I get it. You clicked the wrong button once. Okay.
Yeah, you clicked the wrong button once, and then it all goes downhill.
Yeah. Oh, I get it if you do it once.
Twice is a pattern guy, okay?
That's right.
It's a pattern, buddy.
That's right. No, but you have done a great job today.
He always does a great job.
It's true.
Y'all do as well, man.
We're not disputing that.
Appreciate you. For the Astros, I would say the same. I was prepared to come in today and complain about their lack of moves, and then, of course, they
Bam!
Made a signing like 2 hours before it went on the air.
It
and
happened,
I said, perfect.
Yeah.
And it was going to be there's a deep cut of the show Rules of Engagement. They film themselves making love and then watch it back and realize how hard it is to watch yourself in those scenarios.
Yeah.
And the wife is sitting there watching them saying, like, just do something. And that's how I feel about the that's how I feel about these Astros. They did do something today.
I was about to say they did something.
They did.
You should be. Are you happy?
Yeah. No, I was going to say that was going to be my resolution before the move today. Now my new resolution, I think, is honestly move somebody from this group of infielders.
Yeah.
Whether it's Christian Walker or Carlos. I know they're probably never going to trade Carlos Correa, but move somebody. I don't want to give up Isak Paredes, but you got to get rid of somebody in this logjam. In the infield.
Somebody got to go.
Yeah. It's a numbers game. And they have too many numbers on the infield. So we'll see. But that's what I would say. That's the New Year's resolution. Are you a New Year's resolution person?
No, I'm not. I'm not a big New Year's resolution person. I strive to be the best Chris Partee I can be every single day of my life.
Absolutely.
Try to get better every day. It's all about growth.
Yeah.
Not just on January 1st.
Right.
Yeah. Every day. All 365.
As I said earlier, I hate the idea of waiting until January 1st. Like, what's that saying? Be the change you want to be today.
Yes.
Right? Instead of just waiting until January 1st.
Nah.
And if you're a person that goes to the gym.
I am.
Unfortunately, now for the next month, it's going to be a little more crowded.
Yeah.
Until people get lazy again.
I can't stand this time of year.
Yeah.
It's going to be. I'm actually going to go to the gym when I leave here.
Oh, there you go.
And I know it's probably going to be crowded.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
New Year's Day. This
but
is
you
the,
know what?
The busiest time.
I always know by Valentine's Day, most of those people will be gone.
Absolutely.
They'll be gone. So before I don't worry then. Too much about it.
Yeah, before then. Hey, Chris, Happy New Year to you. It's been a pleasure.
Always, brother. It's always fun doing this with you.
Yep. Colin Neal, appreciate you holding things down on the other side of the glass. Appreciate everyone hanging with us, too, here on this New Year's Day. Hopefully you had a great New Year's Eve last night. And here's to an even better 2026, especially for Houston sports, for the next 12 months. Life's a series of hellos and goodbyes. For now, we say goodbye.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.